This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody working on a third watch right now. Thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. A special shout-out to America's truckers, the men and women out there behind the wheel, the 18-wheelers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And here we are with our number two, and we're going with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let me see here. Democratic politicians who have ridden an anti-police wave last year, only to witness crime spike and voters push back all year long this year, have had their lofty speeches and budget-slashing votes not quite so easily pass lately, if at all, and they're not being easily washed away as the blood in the streets are because of what's been happening as a result of what they did by sponsoring the likes of the Antifas and the Black Lives Matter protests. I believe it was 574 protests when you add the year up for all around the country.
Well, right. And unfortunately, when you jump on a trending bandwagon kind of thing that we saw with the defund the police, where it became more an article of faith, really, to simply state, oh, yes, we want to defund the police because the police are bad and this kind of stuff. And then, of course, the natural outgrowth of that is exactly what we're seeing all across the country, and especially in these big blue cities, Captain.
Yeah. Now, speaking of around the country in big blue cities, George Soros, the name that just won't go away, right?
Right.
George Soros is a major financial supporter of the Defund the Police movement. Now, that swept through the American cities. Now, I did a little checking yesterday, and I found a Federal Election Commission record that stated that George Soros and his one of his groups had given the far-left activist group Defund the Police $1 million to get started. $1 million.
Wow. I mean, that is not an insignificant amount of money. And, of course, most of what this is about, Captain, is to continue to create chaos among the people and create strife so that it goes along with all these different things that that seem to be literally tearing us apart these days.
And remember, in the blue cities, many of these district attorneys were funded
by George Soros so that they could get elected and create their own little local brand of chaos in places like Minneapolis, St. Paul, St. Louis, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles. So you got the problem there. What's going on, by the way, with the DA there?
Well, of course, I believe the recall continues, basically.
But they don't have the votes yet.
No. But what's happening in L.A., though, is most unfortunate. We still continue to see a major homeless issue, although Venice Boardwalk, has been cleared of the homeless encampments just in the last couple of days or so.
About time.
Yes, so hopefully this is going to be, a shadow of things to come for the Los Angeles area because people have simply had enough. But it is, as we've said before, it's a pervasive issue.
Well, if for nothing else, just like in the streets of L.A., it was a health hazard.
Well, of course.
I mean, these people were going to the bathroom on the streets around where they were living and this, that, and the other, and it was just horrible.
Terrible, and obviously that harms business and harms the entire area. And I'm hoping that there is a very, very good methodical approach at the Venice, because obviously we're also talking about drug needles and these kinds of things.
And I would rather watch the girls in their bikinis on the roller skates going around there than I would watch the drug addicts and the homeless people that are living in the little shacks.
Well, certainly Venice has been quite a tourist attraction for so many, many years.
That's what I remember about it.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've been there.
Yeah, and then also recently in the Los Angeles area, Echo Park was cleared out as well.
Matter of fact, my wife was one of the girls on the roller skates at one time rolling around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We went out there and went on vacation, and she wanted to go roller skating out there. So she got her little bathing suit on. She had a bikini. Looked real good in it, I might add, and got out there and roller skated up and down the thing. I can't roller skate, so all I could do was just walk around, but she got up in front of me, and then she came around. She'd spin around me and all that sort of stuff. And you could see the other guys looking at her. Who the hell is that guy? Who's that girl? Who's that girl?
Very cool. Yeah.
Oh, well. It's what it is. Those were the days, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're fixing to come up on a break, folks. And when we come back, I'll tell you what we're going to be talking about. A U.S. appeals court yesterday ruled against that web designer who did not want to create a wedding website for a homosexual couple. Now, this isn't the cake maker. This is somebody that wouldn't create a website. We'll tell you what happened there when we come back. Don't go nowhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. I do believe I will take it away. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website to go to. When you get over there at MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a little button right there. You click on it, boom, you go right there. That's where everything with the big, deep discounts is at, and you can use the promo code CAPTAIN to buy anything that's on that page where you're going to save a bunch of money. And you got to use the promo code or you won't get those prices you're looking at. So, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN. And remember, you can always call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. For more information about the great products there, MyPillow.com. All right, Kyle Warren, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, moving along, a U.S. appeals court in Colorado has ruled against a web designer. This is a website designer who did not want to create a wedding website for a homosexual couple and sued to challenge Colorado's anti-discrimination law. So they've lost their case. They're going to have to do the website or get out of business.
Yes, that's what this ruling says, of course. And, of course, we remember similar situation with the Baker, for example.
But he won his case.
He did. He did. And, again, it brings up the notion of, you know, if you have a storefront or you have a business and this kind of thing, and do you run afoul of discriminatory laws or laws that are supposed to guard against discrimination? But this will be another case that probably will continue on up to the Supreme Court, because this is from the appeals court. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Now, yep. Here's the question. This comes from Andrew. And Andrew is in, let's see, he doesn't say. I think it's the Andrew that we hear from a lot in St. Louis, but it doesn't say because of what I'm looking at here. It sounds like him. He says, will Al-Qaeda and the Taliban working together help to seize Afghanistan for the Taliban, and the Al-Qaeda will be allowed to stay there and train their people? That's the question. I say yes.
Yeah, I think that it's a logical assumption here, because even if they are at odds with one another over certain issues, whatever they may be, the old saying, the enemy of my enemy is my ally, and they're looking to take over to stop the Afghan government and take it down. So they have a mutual interest in that.
Well, according to a retired United States Army Major General, Jerry Schlosser, who was the former commanding officer of the 101st Airborne and himself was in Afghanistan in the theater, he says that a lot of people don't understand that the last year or so, Al-Qaeda has once again made a presence in Afghanistan. They have brokered some sort of deal with the Taliban, and they're working together.
Well, right. Even going back earlier in the year, there were reports that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda were keeping close relationship with one another. So they've obviously been building to this, and with the anticipation that the United States is going to be pulling out, and then, of course, President Biden coming in and making it much more of a larger scale, you know, to the point where it was supposed to be done on September 11th, but it will be done a lot earlier than that.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. And by the way, program note, in hour number four, we're going to have Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on, and he and I will be talking about that in a lot more detail. But just wanted to get it out there to begin with so that you know what it is that we're hearing. And, of course, people need to understand this, right, Kyle?
Well, of course, absolutely. You know, this is going to, you know, for the not only the region, but for the reach of global terrorists, for moving forward, this is going to be a major, major thing we have to watch.
Now, prices for U.S. homes have risen faster in May than they have in 17 years, as the surging demand for houses have outstripped the supply. What are you finding out there in California?
Well, that's very true. What we're hearing is that when houses go on the market, they're getting multiple offers. They're going way over, in many cases, the asking price, and they're probably getting these offers and selling before anybody would ever come out and actually put a sign in the front yard of the home. And so real estate agents, obviously, very busy, lots and lots of people selling their homes or their condo units, or taking, in many cases, they're also refinancing, and we see a lot of that happening, too, because they're taking advantage of that rise in value, and they're taking equity out for whatever it might be, home improvement or what have you. But that's right. Also, areas like Phoenix, we understand, are really surging. San Diego, Seattle even, up about 23.4%, we understand.
Now, American Airlines is citing concerns about fuel shortages at some West Coast airports. What do you know about that?
Not too much, but obviously there seems to be a shortage of a lot of things. And especially because of the issues we've had with fuel and so forth recently, we don't know if it's just a case of not being able to get it there, not enough, or people who don't want to take it there for whatever reason. We know that some deliveries throughout the country have been curtailed because of conditions going into some of these different cities. Some of the trucking companies and so forth just don't want to go there.
Well, yeah, it's not that there's a shortage of drivers. It's the fact that the drivers that are working don't want to go to places like New York City, Chicago, Boston, Providence. They don't want to go there.
Exactly right. But it is interesting, just in a general sense, that we continue to hear, well, we've got a shortage of this, there's a shortage of that. And in many cases, there's a shortage of workers, you know, who actually want to go back to work, which sort of brings up the whole idea of people getting paid to stay home, basically. So, again, that's I think, fueling a lot of this.
Yeah. Now, what my wife and I did when we had our trucks and we would go down to New York City or we'd go over to Providence or Philadelphia or Boston or Baltimore, Washington, D.C., we had what was called a metro fee, a city fee, to go in there. Mm-hmm. If they wanted us to go in downtown to deliver, like, some of those places that are right, you know, in the middle of the cities and it's kind of tough to get in and out of with our trucks, we would tell them, okay, you know what the rate is to get there, but to get into the city, if you want a delivery anywhere other than just outside the city in a warehouse, it's going to cost you another $150 to $200.
Wow. Yeah, so a surcharge on top of that. Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
And when we did it, we got it, and some people didn't like it, but hey, the drivers wouldn't go in there unless they got the extra money.
Well, sure, that's what
the
market.
And that money went to them. It was called a drop-off fee, and we gave it to the driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Israel is going to reinstate the green vaccine passport policy by using some soft suppression by the government to battle COVID. What do you know about that?
Well, yes, the green passport, and again, there looks like they're reinstating it,
right.
Basically. Basically, they're trying to limit a lot of new infections, but this includes wearing masks. It includes prohibiting unvaccinated from going into some public places, for example, restaurants or other places like that, gyms. And so what they're trying to do is, again, they're seeing the rise in the COVID infections, but really the Delta variant, which everybody is looking at very closely right now. So that's what they're talking about in Israel.
Okay, because they had that once before, that same program.
Right. Exactly. And again, just like here in the United States, it's like, okay, we're going to start seeing masks again. By the way, Savannah, Georgia was the first city in Georgia, evidently, to reinstate a mask mandate, again, for people indoors. And so that we're going to see more of this, just like in L.A. County, for example.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we scoot along during the overnight hours. And when we come back, we're going to pick up about the former ICE director and what he had to say to Joe Biden. And that'll be a little interesting. In the meantime, we will be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will speed up the processing of asylum claims at the southern border and streamline deportations for those who don't qualify. The moves were part of a 21-point plan released by the administration Tuesday aimed at addressing the surge of migrants at the border, with illegal crossings hitting a 20-year high over the last few months. The plan also calls for the creation of a court docket to deal with asylum claims and the hiring of 100 new judges to move through that docket. And Texas State Representative Jake Elzey defeated fellow Republican Susan Wright in a runoff election to complete the term of late Representative Ron Wright in Texas's 6th congressional district. With all precincts reporting, Elzey led 53-46%, with Wright conceding the race. She had received the backing of former President Trump in her campaign to finish her late husband's term. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. And by the way, Geico has been saving people money for about 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, or you can go right to the internet, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and get a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And then guess what? Does it get any better than that? Oh, yeah. Bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance or your condo insurance on this, and you'll get a tremendous savings to boot. There you go. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Tell them the Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, certainly, the things that we talk about here in the show, some of them break as we speak during the course of the evening. The story I'm about to tell you about right now has been around for a little while, because we've heard this mentioned several times. The former ICE director to said to Joe Biden, he was a former ICE director to Donald Trump, I believe, said to, and also one other administration, I don't know if it was Bush or not, but it might have been. But anyway, the former ICE director has told President Biden, let those men and women do their jobs in ICE.
Well, yeah, this is a Tom Holman, I think. I mean, what a radical concept, you know, that he's talking about. And I'm not trying to be funny per se, but
no.
But that's right. The whole point is, what is ICE supposed to do? That, of course, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, you know, they should be able to do their job. This is a part of enforcing the law in America. And again, ICE has been demonized, just as the police have been overall. And then you have, of course, at every turn, especially what I think members of the squad typically, well, then we need to get rid of ICE too, and you know, this kind of stuff. And what's so horrible about it, Captain, is that people say these kinds of things merely for their own political gain.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, the IRS is leaking the names of wealthy taxpayers' records so that they can be used to destroy any American, so says Representative Daryl Issa. I've heard about this before.
Yes, exactly. Well, again, weaponization of the IRS in any form is something that people in the United States obviously want no part of. They don't want that to be the case, but unfortunately, we've seen this kind of thing happen before.
Now, I'm not sure what city this is in California, but a California city has asked their city workers to wear proof of vaccination badges if they want to go maskless.
I'm trying to recall which it is, which city that that it is. This is nothing that's surprising per se. We know that the city of Pasadena, I know, is requiring everybody to get vaccinated if you work for the city, if I recall correctly. But this is definitely something that we're going to see again more of, because the dichotomy of the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated is really there in many ways to create more and more division, unfortunately.
Well, we always always have the ability to be able to take the CDC cards we have and put them on a lanyard and wear them around your neck.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, at some point, is there going to be a pen, or is there going to be something like that? But here we go again into vaccine passports. And I think it's Montclair, I believe. I believe that's where it's at. But this is definitely, because, for example, once you get the mask mandates back, or you have to wear a mask if you're not vaccinated, then how are you going? And it's all the honor system right now. See, that's the thing. As soon as people heard, okay, the mask mandates are gone, then even those who had not yet been vaccinated thought, well, I don't need to wear a mask anymore. So you're going places and you're expecting that everybody who doesn't have a mask on has been vaccinated. So there'll be more and more of a push for this. How people will react, of course, is another thing, but I think there will be a push for that.
Right. Now, the Arizona Senate has issued a new subpoena for the 2020 election audit. What are they looking for now?
Well, I know that they had been looking for the routers that they had were connected to these machines that connected them to the internet ostensibly and so forth. And so they definitely have been wanting to get their hands on those. How much information may still be stored in something like that, it remains to be seen. They could probably go through internet service providers to try to figure out where the traffic was going to and from. They also want to know the public IPs or internet protocol addresses of each of those routers, and again, so that they can try to track, because we've heard tell of some of these machines being able to transmit information or have information transmitted to them from other places in the country, and more likely somewhere overseas.
Okay. By the way, the final death toll at the Surfside condominium has now been officially named to be 98.
It is so devastating. It is so devastating, Captain, to contemplate all of that, and certainly the other buildings in the vicinity that may still continue to be evacuated or have to be retrofitted, or the amount of scrutiny that will be done, I think, will just be unbelievable, because obviously we know now that this can happen.
Yeah. By the way, a New York Times reporter who wrote a story about Donald Trump has now backtracked her widely extreme statement on Trump supporters and national security. She's the one that was trying to lump everybody in one basket.
Well, exactly. And that again, that's not good reporting. It's, you know, we don't do that. We're supposed to be discerning, and we're supposed to figure out. You've got crackpots, and you've got agitators, and you get a lot of different people in this world, and to try to figure out. But the general narrative of most of the news reports I've heard and seen recently, it's on January 6th when a group of Trump supporters did thus and such. That seems to be the go-to phraseology, we got to find out everything we can about this so that A, it doesn't happen again, and B, those who did wrong are brought to justice.
Well, the New York Times reporter, another reporter, has come out and suggested that declaring Trump supporters enemies of the state to combat national security threats is going to be another thing that could get Trump in trouble. They're trying to do anything they can to get him in trouble and his supporters in trouble.
You know, you're exactly right. And the reason they're doing this, Captain, I think, is because they are very scared that Trumpism, or the ideas that Trump put forth, or the accomplishments that President Trump was able to do, that undermines their power structure. And so they're willing to say or do anything to try to keep that at bay. And to declare people enemies of the state, really, you know, but they're playing for all the marbles. That's why they're doing this.
Yeah, and we'll see where all of that goes. No, hopefully something good will come out of it, right?
Well, of course. But the people that voted for Donald Trump, they didn't storm the Capitol across the highways and byways of the land. They don't harbor hatred for their neighbor. This is all being ginned up and made into a thing by political people who know that if they can keep everybody at each other's throats, then they are able to sort of float above everything and make sure that they get what they want out of this. And that's very, very concerning. The American people are smarter than that, and we won't have it.
Float above, huh?
Just about, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. we'll see what happens. That's great, a great term when I thought about that.
Yeah. Well, again, if everybody's fighting with each other and ginning up race hatred and these kinds of things, then they prosper. Yeah.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. When we come back, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and don't forget, you can go to thekylewarrenshow.com to find out more about him. Thekylewarrenshow.com. And we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Let's celebrate. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
By the way, you could have just heard the next governor of California doing my liner, Larry Elder, because I did meet Larry Elder on three different occasions for different events that we were at together, and I've got a picture right over my shoulder, which probably will be worth more in value. If he becomes the governor, because he and I were standing together at an event down in Sarasota, I don't know, probably 6 years ago or so, thereabouts, somewhere in that area. But this portion of the program is called the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and it's brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Get on out there, find out what they're all about, and become a member of the Drivers Club. Now, I found the funky edition of Shaky Ground. This is done by the Temptations. Wait till you hear this one here. This is a little different. That's the Temptations version of Shaky Ground. What'd you think of that one? That's called the Funk Force sound.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, compared to what we heard Aerosmith in Hour Number One, it just goes to show, I mean, with the different interpretations of the same song, they could both be really powerful and cool, just like we just heard.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of... by the way, there was a video that came with it, and of course, they were all dancing, having a great old time. So there you go. But it's all part of the dance scenes. Matter of fact, that might have been back in the 90s, that one, by the looks of the garb that they were wearing. Okay, let me take a look here real quick, turn it over to you. Thunderstorms associated with severe wind gusts, large hail to very large hail, flash flooding, and a couple of tornadoes will be possible Wednesday afternoon and night across parts of the upper Midwest and extending into the southern Great Lakes. It's coming your way, Michigan, so be careful. Now, excessive heat covers much of the central third of the country and is expected to persist into the weekend over the southern central states. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We are looking at a lot of air quality alerts, excessive heat warnings, and fire watches tonight. The fire watches and excessive heat, they're in southern central Oregon up through Portland. So if you're on I-84 or 395, you're definitely going to encounter this. Of course, we still have the bootleg fire burning there in southern Oregon. And that's causing a lot of the smoke, of course, that we've seen go across the country right now in Idaho Falls. They're actually registering smoke on the weather report there, but air quality alerts all through central Idaho, going through into Montana, Missoula, Helena, Bozeman, Billings, all across Montana, down through Cody, Wyoming, central Wyoming, down towards Cheyenne, Fort Collins, and Denver as well. Now, that's going to be particulate matter in the air. It's going to be very unhealthy for sensitive people, so you definitely want to be, you know, stay on top of this and be very, very careful in those areas. Maybe some rain coming in for Southern California again from some of this monsoonal moisture that we've seen. But that's what we have going out west tonight, Captain.
All right, and hopefully everybody will be able to get through that without having a lot of trouble. Now, let's take a look at what's going on here, because we'll start with South Dakota. All of South Dakota, most of Nebraska, most of Kansas, the eastern half of Oklahoma, you've got a high heat advisory, and I'm talking about temperatures approaching the upper 90s and low 100s. That will also continue along Minnesota, about the Twin Cities, south of the Twin Cities, all the way down into Iowa, all the way down into Missouri, and then down across the central part and southern part of Arkansas and the northern part of Louisiana, also into Mississippi, and also into the central part of Alabama across I-20. Now, we do have a situation where it looks like as if I can see the development, the early development of what could be some severe weather in Minnesota. Now, if so, that weather is going to be moving to the east into Wisconsin within the next hour or so. It looks like as if it's going to be the severe thunderstorms we heard them talking about, Kyle. And that looks like that front is going to go right straight west, east, rather, all the way across Lake Michigan and over into Michigan by later today. That's what it looks like is going to happen.
Yeah.
And then you have another system down along the Mississippi River right there on the Mississippi side of the river, where Arkansas is right across from it, and Louisiana is right across from it. So that's another system that's developing right now. You do have some very poor weather in the southwestern corner of Ohio, poor weather conditions there, poor air alert, rather, and you'll have that problem all day long. Up in Maine, just the lones, or not Maine, New Hampshire, the lone state of New Hampshire is under a poor air alert, a poor air quality alert. And that's about all I see, Kyle, so tell us how we can hear your show, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And joining us right now is going to be Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
I want to tease something here. Breitbart last night broke a story. I don't know if you're up on it. You probably are. It was about the classified report that exists on the details, the complete details of Mr. Eric Swalwell, the famed congressman from California, and Fang Fang, the famed Chinese spy. And they've apparently got all of the information in a classified sealed report that Breitbart found out about, and they're going to try to go after it under the Freedom of Information Act. It is classified as a top secret. They can't release the details. What do you think?
I read it a couple days ago, yes, the article, not the report. And I would say that McCarthy, a couple months ago, had asked for a classified briefing on this.
Yep.
And he did, in fact, get it. So he is aware of at least what the contents are. And may be aware of the whole report. I do not know, but this is a situation where media is going to try and put a little pressure on getting the report released. I doubt very seriously it'll go anywhere. In other words, it'll get released. It should, mm-hmm. but. I doubt that it'll happen.
Well, it's a shame, but again, it's a sign of the times, I guess, when something like this happens, and this is bad. And by the way, it's being called a national security risk.
Correct.
Yep. So it's not just like it's just something that's out there, and it's important enough to where I think something should have been done to him by Pelosi. But
already.
Yeah.
Quite, yes. Mm-hmm. She should. The pressure was originally on when the story originally broke last year about his relationship with Fang Fang, and Pelosi should have pulled him off of the Intelligence Committee. She was pressured to do so, but ignored those calls. And I would also say, interestingly enough, is that Adam Schiff is on that committee.
Yeah.
And he should, if he had any credibility, he would have asked for the same thing, and he didn't either. So,
It
is all political.
All righty, we're going to go to the top of our break, and when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, good morning to Fred down there in Fort Lauderdale. Thanks for the comment, Fred. I'll read it after the top of the hour when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're coming back with more. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.